The shipping season may not be over in Nome. Delta Western's delivery of 1.6 million gallons of fuel was delayed by the storm and stopped by thick ice earlier this month. But Nome residents woke up to see the Coast Guard's only functioning icebreaker, the Healy, anchored near town. Delta Western is now trying to figure out if a marine delivery is still possible. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The Healy arrived early this morning, but it had left by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was here for an unscheduled crew change, and it came at a timely moment. Vice President for Delta Western, Kirk Payne, says the company is considering all options, including marine delivery. Payne says they are now working to find out what's possible.
If we're going to find a marine solution, we're going to have to work very closely with the regulators, which means the Coast Guard, which means DEC, to make sure that everyone's comfortable the way the operation's going to go.
Chief Petty Officer Kip Wadlow is a Coast Guard spokesperson, and he says the Coast Guard is looking closely at how it can help.
We're working closely with the City of Nome, and we're exploring all the options that are available to us to find the one that works out the best.
The Healy will be staying within the Norton Sound and Bering Strait region for 2 weeks as part of its patrol. The vessel could get within 1 mile of the coast before water depth becomes a problem. Another vessel would need to take the lead on bringing in a barge from there. The original barge with Sitnisok's order has gone back to Kachemak Bay, near Homer. But Payne says it would not need to be the same vessel with the full order. It could be less than the 1.6 million gallons. Payne says the company is now looking for additional Arctic shipping resources.
We're canvassing the world, and we're looking everywhere to see if we can make this happen.
Payne would not give a timeline for possible delivery or a decision. He says the process will not be rushed, even with the breaker Healy in the region.
We're going to make sure that we do the diligence in the manner that is required. You know, this is a sensitive environment. The last thing we want to do is to get somebody hurt or to spill any oil. And we'll take as long as we need to ensure that we have those two things covered.
The shipping season was thought to be long over after weeks of ice buildup. Vessels headed north would face ice over a foot thick once they hit Hooper Bay. Norton Sound ice is as thick as 15 inches, and north of Nome there's as much as 2 feet of ice. The cutter Healy can break 4.5 feet of ice in motion, or up to 8 feet by ramming. Local and state leaders are hoping to take advantage of the Coast Guard vessel. Senator Begich sent a letter today to the Coast Guard Commandant highlighting Nome's dilemma and asking for help.
You know, we're putting, as you can imagine, a lot of pressure on them because we think it's important that they utilize their resource as they do elsewhere in the country in these kinds of situations to help Nome get a fuel barge into the community so they can keep the cost down and make sure people have heating fuel for the winter.
Nome Mayor Denise Michaels spoke with the Coast Guard this morning to welcome them to town and ask for assistance.
You know, I was kind of hoping you had a fuel barge in tow, and they know the situation we're in. But then I again reiterated that we really would like their help, if any way possible, to help us out.
As Nome enters the darkest part of the year with below zero temperatures, Sitnisok says heating oil supplies are adequate. Any shortage would be for gas and diesel. The company is conducting preliminary work on what it would take to fly fuel into Nome. The process would add $3 to $4 to the cost of delivery. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.